Okay, so today's daf is Kedushin daf Ayin. We are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines up from the bottom, and the Gemara just spoke about Gedola Chazaka. Gedola Chazaka, greatest Chazaka, because how did we prove that? That even after Klal Yisrael came back to the Bayis Sheni, and they were building Bayis Sheni, there were still certain behaviors that they were allowed to do, even though you might have thought that they shouldn't be allowed to do it. So first, the Gemara thought they were able to eat Truma D'Araisa, not just Truma D'Rabanan. And we said, that can't be. So he said, no, they were still able to eat Truma D'Rabanan. That was the Chazaka that they had. But the Chiddush was that we're not Gozer Mishum Truma D'Araisa. You might have thought that if you allow them to eat one, you could allow them to eat the other. That's the Chiddush, that we're not Gozer Mishum that. Just one thought I wanted to mention. I'm going to mention this, Bezrat Hashem, in a Parshas year, maybe even this year, so it's okay if it's an important enough thought to mention. But in Parshas Bo, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about the nature of Bayis Sheni, which is in Yonah the Yom of Chanukah as well. He points out on the Ramban on Achodesh Zalachem, notes that they used the Persian months to call the months of the year. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Those are all Persian months. Right. So the question is, why did they do that? Why did they use those months? And another couple of questions he asks. Why is it that the Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic? Right? Even the Talmud Bavli, okay, it's written in the vernacular, but Talmud Bavli, why was it written in Aramaic? And a couple of other questions that he asked, among others. So he says there, he develops a theme that even during Bayis Sheni, the people there knew, especially the Chachmei Yisrael knew, that this was not going to be a permanent Beis HaMikdash. It was a temporary Beis HaMikdash. It was basically to give them chizuk at the beginning of this long galus that they were entering into. Remember the Gemara says that there were five things that they didn't have in Bayis Sheni, that they had in Bayis Rishos. How can you have a Beis HaMikdash without the Urim V'Tumim, without the Shekhinah, without the Eish? I mean, there were other, the five ideas that... five concepts that were not there. So, Venirish Oli Bavel Shabbatos Bayis Sheni Yadu Ki Lozeh Abinya Shayam Alolam Vein Chazarasan Laeretz Yisrael B'tkufa Zu Hagula Shleima Daitam Ha'eki Binyan Abayis B'tkufa Zu Lo Noad El Lachachin Asa'am L'tkufa Sagala Sarucha. And that's why Hashem just had Rachmanis on them, because they wouldn't have had this chizuk of Bayis Sheni, and they would have just been totally lost. But that's and they bachalach zakarasim zu, and because of this hakara that they didn't reach the gula shlema, that's why they kept certain inyanim to remember and to realize that it was still in galus. And one of them was to keep the Persian names, and that's why the Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic. And he quotes others as well. He says that's why also the Seder of the Nevi'im, that he says you have the Nevu'ah of Chagai, which is mostly about Bayis Sheni, was said after the Nevu'ah of Yechezkel, which is about Bayis Shlishi. He says, why? He says, because Bayis Shlishi was really the second Bayis. That was really the real Bayis. Nevu'ah Yechezkel, all this Bayis Shlishi, behechach, ha'yitzuch al-yiz mukdemes. Ki zeu ha-Bayis shesiman es geulas Yisrael ha-shleima. That's the real geula. Bayis Sheni was not a real geula according to this. As he quotes even on the bottom, that possibly there are various events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does throughout our galus that is mechazeg us in order to get through the geula shleima. Even quotes on the bottom here, b'chidush ha-mesechet avos, after the Shoah, Rachman al Islan. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu might have done that too, in order to be mechazik us, and we never could ask the question why, but we could say, what can we learn from certain events? So Rabbi Yaakov says that also could fit into that chiluk. Remember, Bayis Sheni, most of the time Bayis Sheni, the governing boards and the Kohanim Gedolim were not friendly to Yahadus, and they were murderers. They were murderers, and they were people who brought over the Avodah Zarah to the Beis HaMikdash. So it was not people who were great tzaddikim most of the time. So again, that's the that was where he talks about Bayis Sheni. Once we're talking about Klal Yisrael going up, okay. So Bezrin will hopefully do that again at some point in the Parshas year. YHUTORAH.ORG for now. Okay. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? That Gedola Chazaka. What does it mean that they ate Truma Gedola? Truma Durabanan, once they came back into Eretz Yisrael. Truma Durabanan. So, Vahaksim, one second. Vayamar Tirshasalahem, Nehemiah says to them, Shalo Yochlu Mikodesh HaKadashim. They shouldn't eat from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim, who do lo yochal, ha'kol midi necho. But it's mashma, they can't eat Kodesh Kadoshim. They can't eat karbanos, but they can eat other things. They can eat truma. Right? So, what do you mean they can't eat truma gedola? They can't eat anything called kodesh or anything called kachem. Lo midi demikri kodesh. They can't eat anything called kodesh dechsiv v'chol zor lo yochal kodesh. And that, as Rashi explains, is talking about truma. It's talking about truma because it's talking about going to the having shkia and then going to the. Going to the mikvah, so that's talking about truma. Any zar shouldn't eat kodesh. Lo mikri to midi to mikri kachim, and no kachim either, which is karbanos. Damar kar bas kohen ketil is zar. Even when it says a bas kohen who marries a Yisrael, he pechumas hakadoshim lo tochal. She's not allowed to eat kachim. V'amar mar b'muram min hakachim akasim lo sochal. What do you mean? Chumas kachim? Anything taken off from kachim? Meaning we know the halacha is if a bas Yisrael marries a bas kohen marries a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael dies, she's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat truma. But the halacha is she's not allowed to eat chaziv shok. Chaziv shok is the parts of the animal that goes to the kohanim from every karban shlamim. From every carbon shlamim, so that you would think that it goes, it's just like another manas kahuna. So what's so it's just like truma. So that's the special limud that she does not go back to chaziv shok. She only goes back to truma. Okay. Next. So we're still looking for makoros that each of these 10 miyuchasim came back to bias sheni, come back from Ole Babel. So, Geirim v'charurim. How do you know that Geirim and Charurim, the Avadim Mishachrurim came back? Remember, Ezra took them all back because he wanted to keep an eye on them so that, because in Babel, they could be based on more themselves. They're more independent, but in Eretz Yisrael, you can keep an eye on them. So, minalan, how do you know they came back? Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Karab, v'chala nivdal mitumas goye haaretz aleihem. Anyone who separated themselves from the tumah of the nations of the world, aleihem, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come close to them, to Bnei Yisrael. That defines a ger and a mishukhra, which is also a type of gerus. We discussed at length in Masechas Yevamos the two different stages of gerus of an eved kenani. But aleihem, the pasuk refers to somebody who separates themselves and willingly comes under tachas kanfei hashchina. This beautiful formulation of gerus said in the Rambam, and the Rambam is a letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager, where there was a ger that wrote to him that people are making fun of me, that I used to be an Obed Avodah Zarah, he was an Ishmaelite ger, and they're getting angry at me. So we quoted in the past the first half of this letter, where the Rambam says, they're getting angry at you, that you used to worship Avodah Zarah, so you tell them that Islam is not Avodah Zarah, in my view, and you were never over the Avodah Zarah. And meanwhile, they're getting angry, kol hakoyis kilu Obed Avodah Zarah. So you tell them that, says the Rambam, number one. Number two, says the Rambam, let me give you some chizik. Let me give you some chizik. He says, "V'zeh shakar l'chaksil." They called you a fool. Tema gadolhu adam shehiniach aviv umolato. Somebody who left his father's house. Umalchus amo v'yadam hanatuya. And their outstretched hand, because their government is definitely ruling. V'hevin be'ein libo. And he understands the truth. Ubav v'ninbak be'umazu shehi hayom mitayiv goy evan moshlim. You came to among the Jewish people who are downtrodden. V'yada shedata das emes v'tzedek v'hikir dacha Yisrael v'yada shekol adatos genuvos midasan. You realize the other religions are stolen from us. Zem Mosef, Zem Goreya, Zem Mishanev, Zem Machanzev, Umachapa al Hashem Dvar Mashalo Kain, Zehois Yisodos, Zem Adaber Tapuchos, and you realize to throw that all away. Vihikar Akol Vyada Verodav Achrei Hashem, Vyavar Bederach HaKodesh, Vinichlas Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, Vinis Avak Ba'afar Ragli Moshe Rabbeinu, Vraban Lashalakol Neviim, Vachafis B'mitzvosav. It's a beautiful description. Uniso libo lekarva l'Hashem laor ba'ar achayim v'lalos l'malos ha'malachim v'lesmach besimchas ha'sadikim v'hishlech ha'olam hazeh milibo v'lopon al rehavim mi shezu malaso ksil yikare. Somebody who does this is a fool. Ksil yikare chalila lecha lo ksil kar Hashem shivcha ela maskil. Not a ksil, you're a maskil. Mavin upikeach v'holech lechochos v'tamido shel Avram Avino shehidineach avosam v'unlata v'nata achrei Hashem. You're more like Avram than we are. Right, because you left your birthplace and your people, and you came to Hashem. Umisha berach as Avram Rabcha v'nasan lo schar b'alam hazeh b'alam haba u'yivarech oscha v'itin lachascharcha karoy b'alam hazeh b'alam haba v'yarach yamecha atchatorah b'vishvei ten lachal edoso v'yizke lachon hachamos etc. Moshe ben Maimon. So that's what the he writes chizik to a letter to Rabbi Ovadia Hager. It's in the Geras and Rabban in the first volume. Says the Gemara. Okay, so that's how we get we talk about the Nivdal from the Tumos Goyah Haaretz Aleihem coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
At what point did they stop?
At what point did they stop? Did the civil world? I mean, I would say the 1860s.
About,
well, that concept, that went to what we had yesterday, that yesterday that the concept is only Bizman Shayovel Noheg. That's when we had these halachas kick in. But when is the status possible? That's a separate question. The status possible.
They're still talking about Mishachwarim here. It's many years later. After.
They're talking about Mishachwarim even during the beginning of Bayashani. Beginning of Bayashani, they're talking about Mishachwarim. So when Yovel had stopped, I don't know how many years later. You have to work it out. Yesterday we said it's not around during the time of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon lived right after Churban Bayis Rishon. Right, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. By Sheni. He lived later. So earlier it was. Tafran lived right. Rabbi Tafran was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived during the Churban. Right, he made all the Takanas of Zecha l'Churban. Okay, says the Gemara Mamzeres. How do you know Mamzerim came up? Minolan, Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Vayishma san balat achorani, Vituv yaha evet ha'amoni. So you know from that Pasuk that Tuvi's an evet. Vixiv, and the Pasuk says, Ki rabin bi Yehuda ba'ali shvualo, many in Yehuda were ba'ali shvua. They were friends of his. Ba'ali shvualo, they swore to him. Tetuvya. Ki chatanhu, why? He was a son-in-law of Lashchenya ben Arach. So, Tuvya, the evet, was a son-in-law of Shchedi Bederach, meaning Tuvia married a Jew. Via Hochanan Beno, and Tuvia's son, Lachachas Basma Shalom and Brachia. So what do you see, putting these Sukkim together? Tuvia and his son were both Avadim, and Evakananis, and they married Jews. So you see, if their children were Mamzerim, therefore you see Mamzerim came up. So Gemara says, so Kasavar, Ovikachav, and Eved Abba, Basi Yisrael, Avad, Mamzer. So this whole Makar works if you hold that an Eved that lives with a Basi Yisrael, Avad, is a Mamzer. So the child of Tuvia and his son, with their respective wives, were Mamzerim. So Hani, Chalamand Amar, Avad, Mamzer. So this works if you hold that the Vlad is a Mamzer. Elamand Amar, Avad, Kosher, Meikel, Meimar. But if you say the Vlad is kosher, so then there's no Makar, then a Mamzer went up. The Su, and also, Mimai, the Havi Lebene, how do you know they had children? Dimalo Havi Lebene, just as they got married. Doesn't say that they had children. Doesn't say that they had mamzerim. Visu mimayda hacha aviluhu usliku. Who says that they were in Babel and they went up? Domahasam aviluhu. Maybe they never left. Maybe this family of Tuvia never left. So how do you know they went up? So elamei hacha. You're right. Different shot. Different pasuk for the source. The elah haolim. These are the olim. Tel melach, tel chersha, kruv adon v'imer. They went out from these places. V'lo yachlu lahagin beisavosam v'zaram, and they couldn't tell over their father's house. Imi Yisrael heim. End quote. And they couldn't tell which families they were from. The Marsha points out that why do we care where they came from? Why do we care the place where they came from? That is why the Gemara darshins that each of these is not literal. Each of these is meant to teach us something, but it's not a literal place, because why would we care? So tel melach, what's tel melach? Elu b'nei adam shedomim la'aseim l'maisa stom. Tel melach means people who came up, whose actions were like maisa stom. Shenefcha l'tel melach, which turned to a mound of salt. What's maisa stom? Rashi explains the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, where if somebody, first skinny lines in Rashi, demachi le'itzat chavrei umapila, if anybody who, like in Parshas Mishpatim, who caused their friend's wife to lose their baby, so what did they used to do? They used to take the wife and live with her until they impregnated her themselves, and in that way they paid back. They paid back. So tevi gabach ademabra. So therefore, you see that's mamzerim, right? Tell melach is a lashon of mamzerim. Tell chersha. What is that referring to? Is that kori? Abba, those who call, where's my Abba? And their mother says, quiet, quiet, because they don't want them to know who the real father is, right? From the word machrish to cause them to be quiet. They don't know. So what is that referring to? Zui Asufi, Shesha Menashuk. That's how you know Asufi came up to Bayashay. Kruv Adon V'Imer. What does that phrase refer to? Amar Rabbi Avahu, you have to darshan Adon and Imer from Amar Adon. Right? You have to say that that's what it means. Amar Adon Ani, Hashem says, Amar Adon, Hashem says, Ani Amarti Shiyu Yisrael Afanei Chashivim Gekruv, Bnei Yisrael should be Chashiv in front of me, like Kruv, like the Kruvim, the Heim, Samu Atzmav Kenamer, they put themselves spotted, right? The Ben Yonah talks about spotted, means they do some bits of this, but mostly they're Averis, they're spotted. Ikadami Amar Revo, Amar Adon, or the opposite. Afa pieces of Atzmav Kenamer, even though they're like a number, like a leopard, Heim Chashiv in Afanei Kekruv, they're still very Chashiv to me, like Kruv. Next, Amar Avarachana, so again, all agaritas and chazals about marrying the proper people and yichus. Kol anosi isha sheino hogenes lo. Anybody who marries a woman that is not hagen for him, what is it? Not hagen for him. So some rishonim say the Rush says maybe it means psula. Another rishonim say so. What's the chiddush then? Of course, you can't marry a posel wife. That's an avera. So maybe it just means somebody for the improper reasons. Eino hogenes lo. Either way, somebody improper. Ma'ala alav akasuv kilu cheirish the kol olam kulo. The pasuk considers it as if you plowed over the whole world, v'zaro melech, and you planted salt. And you planted the whole world having salt. Shedemar ve'ela holam itam melech teo charsha. And it says that you're going to have children who are in not appropriate. So says the Maharal, what does it mean? Why dafka salt? Zaro melech. So the Maharal says, shahamelech hu davar she'ein aroy lezriya. Right, salt is something that once you put salt in something, it's never going to be able to be planted on. V'chein mamzeres v'mamzer in a ru'uya l'toldas ha'olam. K'moshe in a melech roi l'toldas ha'olam. Just like salt can't really produce anything, so too mamzerim. What are they going to produce? They're going to produce more mamzerim. But they really can't produce anything, so that's why it's compared to salt. The Pnei Yeshua also says that salt is not only unplantable in, but it's mashchis, it destroys. Destroys what's in it. So to this yichus, once you have a mamzer in the family, that it destroys the yichus. It's even I didn't take it out again, but we've had a true. I think it was a true of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where a woman, Chmona Litzlan, was mezana, eishes zinsa, and she was pregnant with a baby. She wanted to have an abortion. That was Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva. She wants to create this mamzerus. She wants to prevent this mamzerus. She knows it. She wants to do tshuva now. Is there anything for her to do? So he has a big tshuva where sof maisa, we don't pass on like this, sof maisa, he comes out with a kula. Comes out with a kula there, but that's an important tshuva, but that's in terms of mamzerus because it's really mashkas. It's really mashkas, an entire family lineage. There's an interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Aleph, Puruvu in the Minchas Chinuch, where the Minchas Chinuch says, V'gam imholin mamzer kiyim ha-mitzvah. If somebody has a mamzer, they're making the mitzvah puruvu. The nira, and it appears from the Rama, the lab dafkim hayelo mamzer beheter. Not only if it was beheter, but a ger shenasa mamzeres. Not only there, or a mamzer shenasa mamzeres, the yosi puruvu. Alafilu nolad beiser, go chabal mamzeres, och alachayvi krisis veholid, mikal makob kiyim hamitzvah, ki benohu lachal davar. Still b'no l'chol davar mamzer. Still you're mekayim the mitzvah. So that he says, v'zez man kabir hikshesi. For many years I've had the following kasha. Don't lama yidi yati yichova. V'halo. Havi mitzvah haba b'aveira. It's mitzvah haba b'aveira. So how can you be able to see your mitzvah with a mamzer? Ula das harbi rishon in mitzvah haba b'aveira min ha-Torah eino yosei. Right? You're not yosei mitzvah b'aveira. Look at Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Tes. V'yishavti, he says, and I answered it based on Svaras ha-Achronim. What's that? The mitzvah baba avir lo havi ela im b'shas mitzvah oseg gam kein avera. If you're still doing the avera at the time that you yotzi makayim your mitzvah, that's mitzvah baba avera. The be'esrog ha'gozol b'shas anatila over all the heishav zakzela. As long as I don't give back the stolen esrog, I'm violate the heishav zakzela. Zeo mitzvah baba avera. Avol im b'shas ha'mitzvah lek avera klal. But if I did the avera already, there's no more avera now. Kagon b'hotzi matzah mirishus ha'yachal mirishus ha'rabim. I took matzah from Rosh Hashanah, I violated the B'shas, keep my mitzvah like a klal. I brought matzah to my house, and the mitzvah is finished. There's still a label of hotzah. No, the avir is finished. So that mitzvah b'avir, the lo havi mitzvah b'avir, that's not a mitzvah b'avir. So he says, here too, Nihida mitzvah shel habanim ba'al yidei avir debiyas iser, mikol mako, habitzasei hainu habanim, v'habiyah hi rak hechshar ha-mitzvah, di'yef shebelozeh. Right? If you didn't have a kid, there's no mitzvah. It's not mitzvah haba b'avera. But then at the end, he says, hashgafically, I find it very hard to believe still. Tafilu bala giores avayavlan mamzer im kain sorech iyan ma'od ech yosi dechova bavlan mamzer laharbos mamzer in Israel. So he halachically justifies it, but hashkafically he finds it very difficult to accept. Okay, that's the Minchas Chinuch related to this issue about when you have an isha she don't get a slow, it's kilu chersho, right? It's zaro melach, and it ends. You destroyed it, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch talks about. Are you at least yosi the mitzvah of pru urivu? Next, Amar Rabbi Bar Avada Amar Rav Chalanosi Ishla Shemamon Havilo Banim Sheni Muganim. Anybody who marries a woman for their money, then you end up having improper children. Shadei Amar Bashem Bagadu Ki Banim Zarim Yuladu. Right, in God you treasons Ki Banim Zarim Yuladu. You'll have Zarim inappropriate children from an Isha Psula. That's Banim Zarim. Rashi says from an Isha Psula, and you know from the. You know it's for money, because the end of the pasuk says you're going to lose your money. You might say that you're going to save your money, you're just going to have bad children, but your money's going to be saved. Your chelet is going to be eaten up in a month. Everything's going to be lost. You might say only his, but not hers. Right? But hers, because she, what'd she do wrong? She was a psula, but she got a good shidduch. She got a good shidduch. No, just like Karatav Alomer, Chal Kehem, both are Chalakim. I mean, she should have been Lifnei Iver in her actions. V'shem et Tavar Lazvam Aruba, you might say it might take a while for you to lose it. Tavar Alomer Chodesh, 1 month. My Mashma, Amr Brach Mar Yitzchak, Chodesh Nichnas Chodesh Yotzei, Umamona Avad. It's going to be lost very quickly by marrying an Isha She'ina Haguna. V'yom Rav Bar Ada. Sorry? Amar Rav Bar Ravada, Vamrila, Amar Rav Yisala, Amar Rav Amnuna, Kalanose Isha Shein Hogeneslo, Eliyahu Kofso, Vakadosh Baruch Hu wrote so. If anybody marries Isha and Hogeneslo, Kadosh Baruch, Eliyahu Anavi ties you down, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rotzo. What does Rotzo mean? So Rashi says, Malkeu Beritzua. You whip him, Malkus, Rotzo. Rav Yosef Engel says that he remembers nowhere in Shas where Ritzia means Malkus. Nowhere in Shas where Ritzia means Malkus. Ein bezochrani lachora. Remember, he lived before computers. Ein bezochrani lachora she makas nicker blashem Ritzia begemara. For lule pirish Rashi, he says, without pirish Rashi, I would have said, what does it mean? It means Ritzia mamish, like Evan Nirsa. Ritzia is Evan. Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote so, that's Evan Nirsa. Why? Because, what's the reason of Evan Ivri? Because he says, ahafti es adoni vesishti, which is a shifra kananis, which is an isha shein ruyalo. He says, I love this wife, is it appropriate for me? So that's why Dak, it's the same idea, that it's an Eved Nirtza. That's the Yosef Engel Sa'ara here. So Eliyahu Koftov HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote so. What's Eliyahu HaNavi doing here? So Rashi says he's not. We're not talking about Eliyahu HaNavi. Rashi says in the parentheses, Hi Eliyahu, Lav Eliyahu Dechsid B'mikrahu. This isn't Eliyahu HaNavi. Ibkein Mekami Tahavi Asi Markafte. Before Eliyahu HaNavi, who did this? So Ela Shem Malachu Shehu Sofer L'mala. It's an accounting angel. It's an accounting angel named Eliyahu, Rashi says. So Eliyahu Kosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote so. Vitana al kulam Eliyahu Kosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kosev. And on all of them Eliyahu writes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs, Oilo Livhosa Lazaro, woe to the person who apostles Azara, Ulapogi Besmishpachto, and ruins his family, Ulanose Isha Shein Hogeneslo, and marries a woman who is inappropriate for him. The Gra takes out the next four words. There is a thought I saw in the Birei Adafi, quoted from the Ein Eliyahu. What's Eliyahu? But maybe it literally is Eliyahu Navi. Why? Because the Chazal say that Ein Ben David Baji Kalakal Hashem Hashem Beguf. So we know Ben Eliyahu Ben David Melech is not coming until all the neshamas that are supposed to be born are born. But some neshamas don't go into problematic gufim if they're born. So if you marry an Ishisha and a Hogeneslo, you're preventing the Geula because the neshama is not going to go into that guf, and therefore you're preventing the Geula. So that's why Eliyahu Navi is very upset because you're preventing the Geula. That's why he stopped Eliyahu Navi. Vaiter v'chala posel pasul. Anybody who passels, who just says everybody else has a mum, he himself has a mum. The Einam Adar B'Shivcha La'olam, and somebody who doesn't speak positive about anybody in the world, so they must have a problem with them. V'omer Shmuel, not only that, v'mumo posel. Right? Famous line called v'mumo posel, not only in general, but whatever you're saying to somebody else, that's probably your problem. Right? You're calling somebody else a name, so that's really what your name as well. And this is all quoted in the Rambam, that if you see somebody who's only calling names and avadim and fighting, you shouldn't marry them, because there's probably something wrong with their yichus. The heter is, the Yamshal Shlomo says, 1500s, says the Marshal, Vani Omer, after quoting all this halachas about call a post mu'a postel, you can't marry these people, im bizmanenu, baltem lahachmir, bimishpachos, miskaro zubazu, if nowadays you don't marry somebody who has fights, lo hinachtem mishpacha lavram avinu, shetehe becheskas kashrus, kibavonosenu harabim, hadar parutz ve'ein moreh, ula olam mizgarim mishpacho zubazu. What family doesn't have fights? Says the Marshal, you can't go by these halachas anymore. Shabachi nira afilu mishadarko lifsol mishpachos. Even somebody who usually, obviously, you should try not to, but if you have a family where somebody always says bad things about the other one, velomar aleim psulim in choshen alav, don't think that real, if you find the child is a wonderful child, don't worry. Ki adar parutz bavinosin arabim umur galbakach, vein choshen lemishpachto. So therefore, says the Marshal, you have a little more hater in bizman hazeh because everybody does it. Not that it's a good idea. You still look for some for a family that's not always b'machlokas, but the same exact halachas doesn't apply. Okay. Who gavra to be Narda? To all amid b'zvachayda, but Pumbedisa, certain person from Narda that went into the butcher in Pumbedisa. A story that takes us over the page. Amalu, havalu bisra. Can I please have a piece of meat? Amrule, natara to shokel l'shamed, Rav Yehuda bar Yechezkel. Wait till the servant of Yehuda bar Yechezkel is coming. He's the God of Adar. Let him take first. V'nesav lech, and then we'll give you. Omar, so he says, man Yehuda bar Shviskel. To kadem le deshokel min kamoi. Who is this Yehuda bar Shviskel? Rasha Shviskel means roast. So he's like playing on words. Yechezkel to Shviskel. Who is this guy that I have to wait for him? I want my meat. Ozlu, Amrule, the Rav Yehuda, Shamte, Rav Yehuda. They went to tell Rav Yehuda, Shamte, Rav Yehuda put him in Chayrim. Amru Ragil Dekar Yinshi Avdi. So then they told him, this guy always calls people Avadim. So Achar Zalid Avdihu. So Rabbi Yehuda announced that he is at Evan. Ozahahu Azman Iladina Lakami Rav Nachman. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yehuda receives in the mail a hazmana to the court of Rav Nachman. I see Piska Dazmana, so he takes his petek. Az Rabbi Yehuda Lakami Rav Huna. He goes to Rav Huna. I'm like, Ezel, lo Ezel. Am I supposed to go? Am I supposed to go? I received this petek. It's really inappropriate for you to go, because you're a great leader. You're not supposed to go. You know what? Rav Nachman is the son-in-law of the Nasi, so you better go. Better go for the covet of the Nasi. That's what he says. Interesting that he couldn't decide that himself. The Yalkut Gershuni says, you know what you learn from this? That whenever you're involved in a story, you should never make your own decisions. Because you can never be totally objective. Afa, even though he's a mechuyev, because of those, he shouldn't be relying on himself. He should go ask somebody else. Interesting, I was looking and preparing the parsha here this week, so I saw another story, not using it, but another story, a sipur of the Mishkan Betzalel, Pesach Rudinsky quotes from the Chazon Ish. He quotes a sipur Nora. He says, one time somebody came to the Chazon Ish, told the Chazon Ish that he owes him money. The Chazon Ish says, it doesn't owe him money. But the Chazon Ish says, I'll take you, we'll go to a Din Torah. So the man says, the Chazon Ish says he's not chayv in the money, so what do he doesn't need to take me to the Torah for? He says he's not chayv in the money. So Lamaisa Hochel, a rab, they went to a rab, it was a very complicated issue in Didi Maminis, and the posek, the rab, who was the dayan, didn't know how to paskin, and he decided to look up in a sefer from behind him. He takes out a Chazon Ish from behind him, and he looks in it, and Kachav, the Chazon Ish talks about that Shaila, and according Lefi Divri Chazon Ish, that's written, Yotza Shah Chazon Ish chayv l'shalim l'toveya. And according to what was written in the Chazon Ish, he was chayv to pay, and the Chazon Ish said, you know what you see from there? Kshadam no gamba davar, hu mamish lo yechal eros raya mitas. That's the story. Okay, that's the story quoted in the Sipur Nora about the Chazon Ish, Parshas Vayeshev, and the Mishkan Metzalel. Okay, that's exactly our point. We're not saying Chas V'Shalom, I'm sure the Chazon Ish was objective. But maybe it was a different way to look at it. Either way. You get the message of the story. So he went. So far, Rav Yehuda went and he found Rav Nachman, who had ordered him to come. He found him. He's building a makkah. He's in the middle of building a makkah. Don't you like what Shmuel said? Once you are a great leader, you're not supposed to do menial work, right? The gadol adar, the rabbanim, are not supposed to do menial work. Let other people do it for you. Right, Rashi says in the second white line, "Gnaihu v'shiflus l'dor." It's a gnai to the generation. Shekfufim lazeh, she'in lo mishiyase malachto. You should have people servicing the big rabbanim, right? So it's a bizarre. What are you doing this for? The Meiri also has an important lashon. The Meiri says, "Shelo yazunu einei habrios mimenu derech hedyotos." The eyes of the brios shouldn't be mazen, shouldn't be nourished by seeing a big rabbi do derech hayotos, actually a beinayim ke'echad mehem, till he becomes like one of them. V'lo yiyu dvarav nishmoyim u'makavlim. Meaning that has to be taken seriously. The gadol ador, the rav of the nasi, has to, the son-in-law of the nasi here, has to be, you know, you're not supposed to do certain acts like that. Then he says, asiyah malachim u'etes bebeisa b'makam mitzvah. You know, maybe that's okay. Maybe like a makah, a little work.
Dangerous.
Yeah, maybe because it's dangerous. But one other ha'ara on this, beautiful, the Makneh says, maybe this is gives pshat in Psukim in Parshas Vayera. By the Malachim, Avraham Avinu tells his shliach to go make Vayikach, right, tells his shliach to go make the bakar, and then it ends up saying, it says, Asher Asa Oso, that he himself made. So on the outside, Avraham showed that his shliach was going to make it, because he was the Nasi Elokim B'Sochenu. He says, right, Mishumachi Gabi Avraham, Vayikach ben HaBakar, Vayitin Al HaNar, Vayamar La'aseis Oso. And then it says, Uben HaBakar Asher Asa. What do you mean? He did it. He said, "V'yesh lafarish," because he beat it on Arvelo Asa ba'atzma b'deisha Avram ha'yinasi Elokim v'lo ratzal legalos b'fei shlosh anashim shu ba'atzma osa malacha avo b'tzina hu ba'atzma osa. Then he himself did it. Okay, Amalei. So he says,
it was a
makkah. I guess it was in his house. So he says, no, it was before us. He says, I'm going to the gundarisa who took avdida. I'm doing a little bit. I'm going to do a little bit of the gundarina, which is another word for makkah. I'm going to misanya makkah. The chsib baraisa. But you can't use the Torah's word. You have to say gundarina. You can't use makkah. Or mechitza dam rabbanan. Or mechitza, which is the way that the rabbanan called makkah. That's going to be the whole conversation. I'm going to yasamar a karpita. Please have a seat on the karpita. I'm going to misani safsal dam rabbanan. Right, you're against what the word the rabbis use for bench. Safsal. Oh, itztava dam rinshi. Or people call it itztava. Amalei, come on, lechol mar isrunga. So at least have a piece of an esrog. That's something to eat. Amalei hachayamar Shmuel kol amar isrunga. Anybody who says isrunga, which is like a fancy way of saying esrog, tilta rabas rucha. He's a third balgaiva. Oh, esrog etikar yurabanan. Either call it an esrog. Oh, esrog adami inchi. What are you making using this fancy word that nobody uses? Not even the Torah or the rabbis. Amalei lishtimar anbaga. Okay, have a drink of anbaga. Amalei misani ispargus etikar yurabanan. Right, that word that the Rabbanan used for a drink, is that good enough for you? Anfik d'amri inshi? Amarlei, okay, forget it. Tasi dunag, let my daughter dunag come, tishkanin. She'll give us a drink. Amarlei hachi amar shmuel, mishtam shabisha. Sorry, you're not allowed to be mishtamish b'isha. Tanihi, she's a ktana, don't worry about it. Beferish amar shmuel, no, shmuel says, ein mishtam shabisha klal. You can't use an isha for anything. Ben gadola, ben ktana. Rashi says, second to last line, shalayam dena lios regila ben honashim. So she's not used to being around men. The Rambam says, Dafka Devarim Shalchiba. Pouring a drink for somebody, right, might be a Davar Shalchiba. Other type of Ishtamshus is not. But either way, it says, having a woman being involved in a bunch of men, you know, might be inappropriate. So, Nishtali Mar Shlomo Lialsa. Okay, forget my daughter. So, Nishtali Shlomo Lialsa. So, says the, says now, he says, let me send regards to Yalsa, your wife. Yalsa's Rav Nachman's wife. So he answers, Amalei Hachem Rishmol, Kol Bisha'erva. Sorry, it's Kol Isha. Pashtus, there's a Sefer Hasidim that says this Kol Ish also. Kol Ish Erva. But we don't pass in that way. That's a Sefer Hasidim. But we pass in maybe she would have answered. Kol Bisha. So he said, no. After the Shliach. What do you mean? No, I'm not going. I'm going to send the Shliach to give regards. So I'm going to say, Shmuel. Ain't Shalom B'Shalom Isha. No, you're not Shalom B'Shalom Isha. Oh, you say by law? What about even by your husband? Amalei hachayim reshmuel ain't sholem b'shalom isha klal. But no, you never sholem b'shalom isha. You know, Rashi, again, on time. Shemem mitok she'ela shalom, yiregilim zemzeh. Through the she'ela shalom, they're going to become accustomed to each other. The yavol de chiba, they're going to come to chiba. That's why you can't ask anything. See, he has an answer for everything that Reb Nachman said. Tosfos on top talks about how the malachim ask Avram how his wife is doing. Right, Ayesarish Techa. Tosfos answers, there's a difference between sending shalom and asking for shalom. How's she doing? That's fine. Sending specific dash chama leishtecha, right? So maybe that's not so, as appropriate. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in Simen Chaf Aleph, where these halachas are spoken about, that the Isser is only she'ela shalom, which is kiruv das va'ahava. Meaning some type of greeting, an endearing greeting. That's what we're talking about here, she'ela shalom. Not, hey, how you doing? Ava lomer la tzafra tava, v'kia gavna nir de'ein iser. There's no problem, say good morning. And even more than that, a very important marker for everybody out there to remember is the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yishchai. It's not a slouch. Says the Ben Yehoyada that this is only the klal of Shmuel, that this is only by a nishnachri she'enu makira, by a man and a woman who don't know each other. Don't know each other. Ein lo es karvasima b'lavachi, v'lchein asu l'shol b'shloma. Because if you don't know somebody and you're asking her with an endearing greeting, so then that's inappropriate. And it sounds like you're trying to get close to her. Aval adam shu karuv shala. O afilu zarmi mena, aval nisarech bebesa. Kama pa'amim. Let's say you stay in somebody's house many times. V'nena mimena, im yidrosh bishloma, if you ask how she's doing, if you have a relationship with them, eino nira de kavanas olasos kiruv dasima, ulo ora beino lovena ava v'chiba, d'bemezu chayav l'shol bishloma, mishuris ad derech eretz, v'nimas olam. Based on the context, obviously, but sneas, obviously, chas v'shalom, not even getting close to something inappropriate. But asking in a society where, you know, where it's appropriate to ask and to say thank you and to have a relationship, could go to the zarech v'beis of a kibel hanav v'tovei mena ech ye kafui tova l'bil to yidros b'shloma b'pigoba v'hachi aya etzel Elisha. What did Elisha do? All the Gemara is about how she's doing in the Isha who built him the house. L'chein shalom zehu Allah v'tar es chiyuv v'edos v'bokir of das v'itar anav v'chiba. But over here, Yehuda didn't know her, and that's why it was not appropriate. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. Shalcha, so this whole conversation was happening, so finally Yalsa hears about it. So Shalcha le debisu. Shalcha sends a message to Rabbi Yehuda. Sharle tigrei, to lamishrek sharam aretz. You better stop, because he has an answer to everything, and it's making you look bad. It's making you look like a big am aretz. Amarle, maishai de debar hacha. So he said, okay, what are you doing here, by the way? We never started that. What are you doing here? He asks Rav Nachman. Amarlei, Taska is Rav Nachman, correct? We're talking about, he asks Rav Nachman, what are you doing here? Rav Yehuda, I'm sorry. Rav Nachman is the one that says, Rav Yehuda, what are you doing here? So, Ashokalei, Amarlei, Taska das Manusa, Shadamar Basroi. What am I doing here? You sent me this hazmana to Gabda Besdin. Amarlei, he says, I did? Hashto, Shusa de Barlogamirna. I can't even understand your language. Taska das Manusa, Bishadar Lamar. I would send you a hazmana. So he obviously forgot. So afik diskadas menusa mi bechadius. He took it out of his pocket. Vachsley showed it to him. Amarle, hi gavre v'hadaska. Here's your signature. Here it is. So Amarle, okay. Hol basam alahacha. Once you hear, l'shtoy mi likiyechadol lemru mechaver abanan adadi. Once you hear, so at least tell me a case. So people don't say that they're abanan or machan of each other. I mean, they just let him off for nothing. So Amarle, my time ashanti l'maylahu gavre. Okay, so why'd you put the guy in chayrim? So tzir shlichad rabanan. He started being mitzar the shluch of the rabbanan. He went into the butcher shop. He started calling names. So benagde mar. Okay, so why don't you at least give him malchus? To rab market amand the mitzar shluch of the rabbanan. We had it earlier. Daf yud beis. Right? Why don't you just give him malchus? So he answered, no. The other thing I did one better. I put him in chayrim. It's worse than malchus. So my time achmas mar alei to abduhu. Okay, so then why did you announce that he was an eved? Amalei deragel dekari inchi avdi, because he always called other people avadim. V'tani kala posel pasul v'chol madabishim inu madabishim v'chol olam v'armish shmuel b'mumah posel. If he calls other people avadim, he must be an eved. So he answered, 1 second. Amar d'armish shmuel mechashlei. So fine, Shmuel said to be choshish for that. Lachruzi alei mi amar. Does Shmuel say you should go to announcing that he's an eved? Be choshish that he's an eved. Don't marry into his family. So meanwhile, though, at the hachi v'hachi, Amalei ahu bar dina l'Rav Yehuda, the other. The Baldin, the guy who called other people Eved, he says, no, he started screaming, Rabbi Yehuda, the Dikar is the Avda. You call me an Eved? You know who my family is? The Asinim of Yishchashmonai Malka. I come from the house of the Chashmonaim. And Yana Dioma. So Amalei says, ah, thank you. Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, call the Amar, be the Yishchashmonai Kasina, Avdahu. Anybody who says he's from the Yishchashmonai is an Eved. You know why? Because Rashi quotes here the story from Abbasra. Herod wiped out. Herod was one of the last Hasmonean rulers, and he killed out his whole family. We always talk about Herodian. He added on walls to the old city and the Kotel, but he was basically a monster. He killed out his whole family. He killed out the rest of the, and then there was only one left. There's only one left, and she jumped off the top of a roof. We'll get to that in a second. One second, he says. Don't you hold that called Talmud Chacham Shmur Halacha? If the Talmud Chacham gives a psak, Uba, and he comes. Im kodem amaisa amar shomelo v'mal ain shomelo. You can't come up with this psak right before during this story. Oh, Shmuel said this. Do you have any proof that Shmuel ever said this before? And you're making it up. Maybe you don't trust the posting if he just says the psak now and he's never said it before. So amarle, yeah, ha'ikar Rav Master to koi kavasi. Rav Master also quotes Shmuel, who says the same thing in the name of Shmuel. The Gemara says, Rav Masa lochazi l'nardah t'leisur shani. Rav Nasna hadn't been in Nardah in 13 years. And Ahu Yamasa, he happened to walk into the face badgers that day. Amalei, dachir maramayam Shmuel. Do you remember what Shmuel said? Ki koi chada kara guda v'chada kara d'bavra. Remember when Shmuel was giving that shiur and he finished? He had one foot on the banks of the river and one foot on the bridge. He was about to leave. Remember he said over that great shiur when he was about to leave there? So Amalei, sure. This is what Shmuel said. Whoever says that he's from the Chashmonan Hasmonean dynasty, he's an Eved. So there was only one little girl that was left that wasn't killed, the Saka Ligra, that went up to the roof of Rami Kala and she screamed out Yamra and she said, anybody who says they're from the Chashmonaim, Avdahu, they're an Eved. And then she jumped off and she killed herself. So there's nobody left from that family. So that's why it was appropriate for him to say that he was an Eved. Again, it was terrible, the Chashmonan, the family, hundreds of years, it was terrible tragedies. That's what the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, the Ramban says, why did they have such terrible murders, and the whole family was wiped out because they didn't give it up after the Chanukah story. Parshas Vayechi, they should have given up the Malchus. Therefore, they're Kohanim. They should have let Malchus Beis David come back. Give it to David HaMelech. They wanted to be the Kohen Gadol and the king. That was their Avera. Right? Lo Yasa Shevet Yehuda Mechotim Ben Raglav. The Ramban has a very long piece in there in Vayechi. That was their problem. So Akron's like Davdehu. So they said, okay, he's an Eved. Hahu Yoma Akron Kamak Subasa Ben Ardoa. That day, many Ksubas in Ardoa were ripped up because all of his relatives, they found out the women that were related to him, they were all of Adim. So therefore, they didn't have to pick Ksuba anymore, so all the Ksubas were ripped up. Kika Nafik Nafki Abasar Lamirgame. So when he left the Bezin, they were going to stone him. Amar Lahu Isha Skishu Skisu. If you're quiet, then fine. Vilo, and if not, Maglina Aleichu, I'm going to be revealed to you. Hadar Meshmuel. Another statement of Shmuel. Tarti Zaras Darayasa Ikim and Ardoa. There are two families in Ardoa. One's called the doves and one's called the ravens. Kosher bird, non-kosher bird. right? So if you're not quiet, I'm going to let everybody know this. So Marsha says he just did, right? So Marsha says no, he must have just said I'm going to let everybody know a problem. And Ravina and Ravashi, when they wrote the Gemara, put this line in, but really this really was not said by him at the time. So they heard that. So Shadu Alahu Rigma Miadayu, they threw the stones from their hands. The Ka'atma Ben Armalka, and it really created a dam in Armalka. There were so many stones that were thrown in there. So Machaz of Yehuda Bababadisa, Adav Yonasan Avdi, Yehuda Bar Papa Mamzera, Bati Bar Tuvia Baramas Rucha, Lo Shachal Gita the Chayrusa, he never took a Shashichris, therefore he's still in heaven. Machaz of Ben Mechuza, Baloi Danoi Taloi Baloi Zagoi, all those families, Kulun Lepsol, they're all Pasol. Amr of Yehuda, Govai, Give Onai, they're from the Give Onim. Dor Nunisa, Darai Nisinai, they're a Dor of Nisinim, as we said, from Yoshua. Amr of Yosef, Hi Bekubi de Papadisa, Kulon de Avde. That neighborhood, they're all Avadim. Amar Yudam Rishmuel, Arba Meos Avadim, Ba'abila, Arbas Alafim Avadim, 400 or 4,000 Avadim, Hailo Lapashkar Benimar, Pashkar had, Vakulam Nitzbu Bikahuna, they all got mixed up in the Kohanim's families. The Kalkoin Shishto Bo'azis Panim, Eno Elamehem. Any Kohen who has brazenness, definitely from that group, because they brought brazenness into the Kohanim's lineage. Amar Abaya Kulu Yasim Beshur de Benardo, they all live on the same block. In Arda. Upligat Rabbi Lazar, and this is all against Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar says, Emrisa Kohen Bazos Meitzach, Al Tahar Acharav. No. Kohanim naturally have that personality. If you see a Kohen who is brazen, don't be Mahari after him. He's a Kohen. Shnemar Ba'amchab Kimarive Kohen. They're always a little testy and temperamental. Amar Biavin, and I have to do research on that. I know wonderful Kohanim that do not have this midah, but okay. Amar Biavin Baravada Amar Avkal. No, see, anyone who marries a woman who's not appropriate for him, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechina. So when Hashem is Mashu Shechina, made al kol Shvatim vein made alav. Kodesh Baruch Hu will be made on all the Shvatim, but not on the Mishpachos that do not have the Shechina in them. Shneamar Shifte Ka Edus LiYisrael. Emas I have Edus LiYisrael. When will Hashem give Edus? B'man Shvatim Shifte Ka. When the Shvatim have Shifte Ka. So again, I didn't see this anywhere, but maybe you could connect it to the Gemara in Sota about the Yud and the Hey, Ish and Isha. You have the Yud and the Ish and the Hey and the Isha. Without that, you have fire. So the Shvat, the families that are appropriate, that's Ka, Shiftei Ka. Amar of Chama Barabi Chanina, Kshakosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechina, so in Mashu Ela, Mishpachos Miuchasa Shebi Yisrael, when Hashem is Mashu Shechina, he's only Mashu it on the Miuchas families amongst Israel. She Ne'emar, Bo'eza Hinu Mashem Ayela, Lokim Lokom Mishpachos Yisrael, Lokal Yisrael, Lokom Mishpachos Yisrael. I will be a God for all the families. The Kol Yisrael Lo Nemer Ela Lemishpachos, for all the families. Vehemu Yilu La'am. So I'll be for them, and then they'll be for me. And Amar Rabbi Bar Afuna Zumali Yisir Yish Ben Yisrael LaGerim. This is something that a Jew from birth has above Gerim. Zilu Yisrael Ksiv Behu VaYisil Lahem LeLokim VaHema Yilu La'am. By Jews it says I will be a God, and then they will be for a nation. Zilu BaGerim Ksiv by Gerim, they have to take the first step. Mi Huze Aravis Libo, who pledged his heart LaGeshes Elai No Mashem to come close to me. They do that first, and then VaYisil La'am, they'll be for me for a nation, and then VaNochi Yelochem LeLokim, and then they'll be to me for a nation. There's a big discussion on this Gemara about Kalisha. Yeah, we didn't get to talk about it. There's a whole shir that's on the web about Kalisha. But again, when does the Isra apply? Major Machlokas Rishonim, does the Kalisha apply only B'shas Kriyashma? That is a view of some Rishonim, the Mordechai, the Shem Rav Haigo, and the Ritva here. But many Rishonim say it applies, no, Stam hearing the voice of a woman singing, not just during Kriyashma. If you look in Hilchos Kriyashma, Siman Ayin Hey, you might be confused, because he only quotes the Lagavi Kriyashma. You got to read the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, though, as well. And Evan Ezra, he quotes it Stam, outside the context of Kriyashma, the concept of Kalisha. Again, major sugya, and is it Darabanan? Is it Daraisa? Is it, it applies to even to non-married women, it applies even to non-Jews. A person cannot say that, it doesn't apply anymore, Chas V'Shalom, because it's a halacha that's full-fledged. Big discussions about Shirei Kodesh, about a lot of people together, if you don't know what the person looks like. So these are all discussions, but again, this is a sugya that one has to research. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.